The same older boy pushed Jonah to talk more about the mistreatment of the slaves. His question was not asked with good intent. It sounded more like he was trying to say Jonah was holding something back.
Yeah. Well, that's not the way I heard it was.
Jonah cut the young man short and gave him what he was asking for.
I know of times when they mistreated people. They did. And I hear our folks talk, you know, about them whipping you know, till they had to grease their back to take the holes from the back. Good Lord, have mercy. That was bad, sure. Them white folks were that away. But Master sure didn't allow his colored people be whooped, no how. They used to whip on horses and the ox, but never hurt his coloreds. Not ever hurt colored folk.
All the younger Gottfrieds, especially the girls, wanted to know about their grandma.
You haven't told us anything about your missy wife.
It got real still then. Everyone that had been listening to Jonah all night had noticed he avoided talking about her. The silence was deafening. Then he spoke very sharply.
She dead too soon.
As his own words sunk into his memory, the older man became young again as he thought about her.
She good as any man, can plow and lay off a corn row as good as any man. Chop and chop, pick cotton. She picked 500 pounds of cotton. Knock out 500 pounds, then walk across the field and hunt watermelon, pomegranates and such. My missy, your grandma, was in the big house. She a house slave.
Jonah did his best to tell the next chapter of his story without totally losing it, remembering his time with Missy. This would be the first time he spoke directly to anyone about her. He started by describing what her day was like as a slave.
This is what my Missy day be like. She take care of the children. In the morning before sun, get up, put on the cereal, and stop and wash the children's hands, brush their hair. She would put the tablecloth upon the table and get the mat and put them on top of the tablecloth. Then get this knife and fork and plate and put them upon the table. So when Mrs. and Master and company sat down to eat.
Jonah held his arms and fingers as to show how dainty things had to be.
Then she and the old woman feed all the colored.
Someone asked,
out of all you told us tonight, what do you remember? The most dear to you heart.
Another voice asked,
what is your fondest memories of the older days?
And yet another,
what else did you do when you were our age?
Jonah was already with his answer before they had finished asking their questions. But his response was just not what they had expected when they asked him. He had lived and survived and grew up living as a slave. He surely had seen more than what he had already shared with them. Their curiosity had the best of them now. Jonah interrupted the line of questioning and said this,
the thing I remember the most from all that bad happened, the thing that most dear to my memories in my heart, the most important thing I learned, I teached to you now. The Lord Jesus loves you. He was always there for me. Him there today, right now, and He there for all of you too. The most valuable possession I still have with me today for my boy times is my talk with Jesus.
Jonah took a toke on his pipe and another, and finally got it going again. But the weed had all but run out, and there was nothing left but hot ash glowing in his pipe. In one motion, with little effort, he was reloaded, puffing and spitting out tobacco and his story.
I was born in Africa. I was born a slave to my mama, and she was slave to black men that sold colored men, women, and children to white sea captains on big ships. They bring us to New Orleans, United States, to be sold. Black men started me a slave. Black men stole colored people from their home.
Jonah could tell that some of his listeners were shocked to hear that black people had anything to do with the oppression of slavery.
Black men put me in chains and get me to the white sea captains. There were some white folks that in slavery that teach us about Jesus. We did not understand. Just wanted to be free from slave. So we believe the stories. I praise just like they did. And I know it was Jesus going to help me not be slave. I always talk to Jesus. I'm telling you now, we ain't nothing without the Lord. Got to put our trust in Him that gave us. That's the onlyest way I'm still walking around today. I trust the Lord will bless you all. You all hold on to the best you can while we live. Take the Lord with you. Ever hold your hands in this? I would say, get in trouble. All you gotta do is call Him. See? Only one you can call.
Jonah started singing.
Oh, mourners, keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Just like the light of God, oh sinners, keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Just like the light of God.
Yes, sir, call Him. Call Him. That's all of you. And this young lady right here, you know.
Jonah leaned over and hugged the child under the blanket that had been leaning on him for a while to keep warm.
I know yours, buddy. And that's why I come up here tonight talking to you. Talking about slavery time and all. Great God Almighty, there's our Lordy up heaven there. His name Jesus. 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 He fixing a great place, gold roads. Nobody hungry. Nobody hungry. Colored folks, white folks, all be gathered as brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Swing low, sweet chariot. Take me home to Jesus.